We have a baseball team here in Los Angeles that has not one, but two Hall of Fame announcers. There's Vin Scully in his 60th season, and back in 1959, Scully was joined by a counterpart, Jaime Harin, who became the voice of the Dodgers for Spanish-speaking fans.
Los Dodgers llamados a ganar esta tarde para evitar perder.
And take a listen to those R's.
Play ball, fanáticos, avanzamos al cierre. Gran sabor, llena menos. Viene y le rozó el uniforme.
Recently, we went to Dodger Stadium and started the game right there in the broadcast booth next to Jaime Harin. Harin has a great view of the game just over home plate. In front of him are pages of statistics. Like most baseball announcers, he keeps score with just a pencil and paper.
Un inning en los libros, 0-0, Marineros y Dodgers.
Jaime Harin started in broadcasting when he was just a teenager in Quito, Ecuador. He arrived in the U.S. the same day Sandy Koufax debuted in the big leagues, June 24th, 1955. At the time, Harin didn't even know who Koufax was.
I never saw a baseball game in my life until I came to this country. Because in Quito, we don't play baseball, they play soccer.
Still, a Spanish language station here in L.A. took a chance on the young Harin and gave him 1 year to learn baseball.
He was reading every newspaper, every magazine about baseball, trying to grasp the sport as much as possible. And then I was listening to Vin Scully and Jerry Dugg doing the games, and that's how I started. I started doing a couple of innings first, then little by little I improved.
Did Vin Scully, even then, well into his time as being identified as the announcer for the Dodgers, did Vin Scully help you?
Oh, a lot. At the beginning, we didn't travel with the team. We used to do the home games, and we used to recreate the road games. And in those days, there were no TV, except one day a week on Saturdays. So we had to translate simultaneously, listening to Vin and Jerry on the line, and we were doing the games. And he was so helpful because he knew that it was a very tough job to do it. So before the game, he usually will tell me the lineups in advance, will tell me facts and some information that was very, very valuable.
Basically, you were not seeing the game. You were hearing Vin Scully, who was seeing the game. Now, you said simultaneous
exactly.
Translation.
We had to listen to him. We had a big reel of background noise going all the time for 2 hours. So in every game, in the third inning, you will hear, peanuts, peanuts, peanuts. So then we had, in those days, we had cartridges for noise. So we had a cartridge for a single, another cartridge for a double, another for a triple, another for a home run.
Now, when you started out in 1959, there were 6 to 8% of the people in the stadium
were
Latino.
Now it's about 38 to 40, 42% here in Dodger Stadium.
Was there a moment where the Latino fans just jumped up?
I would say that 1981 was the year that really, really created many thousands of thousands of thousands of new baseball fans, thanks to Fernando Valenzuela. The Fernando Mania was something unbelievable. I would say that he is the baseball player that created more new baseball fans than any other baseball player.
Fernando Mania. Why was it so dramatic when Fernando Valenzuela came on the scene?
I think several factors. First of all, baseball was dying for a hero. Then here comes this 19-year-old kid, a little bit chubby, long hair, Indian features, couldn't speak a word of English, comes here and starts pitching like the angels. He had such a charisma. People that were really didn't care about baseball in Mexico, Central America, and South America, because of Fernando, they became fans, and they have been great supporters of baseball. I don't think there is another segment of population that supports baseball more than the Latinos.
Do you announce the game differently, do you think, than your English-speaking peers because you're reaching out to populations, like all through Mexico?
Yeah, I am not a screamer. I am trying to be very fair with everybody. I try to keep a nice pace. But of course, I have to prepare probably more because I'm reaching Latinos and I try to give them more information regarding the Latino ball players and things regarding to our culture.
You're pretty famous for the way you, we say, trill your R's.
Well, I...
Say my name. Rene.
Rene. Well, I try to respect the proper names. I don't change it. If it's a French name, should be pronounced as a French. And I don't like when they try to anglicize the Spanish names, for instance. I don't know why they say Gomez instead of Gomez. Perez instead of Perez. That's the proper way to do it. So I try to do the same thing in English. I know that I have a very heavy accent, but I try to pronounce the way it should be pronounced in English.
51 seasons. Vin Scully's a little ahead of you here on this one, but the two of you are still here.
Sometimes I think and I don't believe it. Really, to be honest with you, where 50 years have gone? Because I love so much what I do. Really, really. I could do 2 games a day very easily, 7 days a week. The big problem becomes the family. To leave the family alone for such long periods of time during the road trips are very tough. My wife, she deserves a medal. Blanca, thank you very much, and God bless you. But 50 years are gone, and I love what I do.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Very kind of you. Thank you very much.
By the way, during the first few years of that Fernando mania that Jaime Jarin talked about, he served as Fernando Valenzuela's translator until the pitcher learned English. These days, they're still together in the booth, with Valenzuela doing color commentary and Jaime Jarin, the Spanish voice of the Dodgers.
Y se une ahora el equipo de transmisión de radio en español de los Dodgers de Los Ángeles, nuestro analista de lujo, el chef Fernando Valenzuela. ¿Qué tal, Fernando?
¿Qué tal, Jaime? ¿Cómo está? Buenas tardes. Saludos para todos.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.